It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
Seeding has been continuing around the range. The majority of peas have been seeded, and soybean and dry bean seeding are making progress. For dry beans and soybeans, seeding in the second week of June has resulted in 77 to 81% relative yield response, according to the last 15 years of MASC data from across the province. So beans are really maintaining their yield relatively well into June. For peas, on the other hand, seeding in the second week of June has shown about a 53% relative yield response, but with current seeding conditions, do expect rapid emergence. For those crops that have emerged, crop staging is quite variable with seeding dates this year. So soybeans are emerging to VC stages. Field peas and fav beans have emerged generally and are at V1 to V2 stages. And dry beans are just beginning to emerge. So we do have pulse and soybean growth staging guides available for download in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca. And accurately identifying those field pea growth stages will really help avoid herbicide injury. So along with that growth staging guide, we do have some tips to keep in mind when you're staging your peas. Peas always will have two scale leaf nodes at the base of the plant, and these might be above or below ground. These scale leaves are smaller than true node leaves, and branches might develop from these scale nodes as well. That first true node is the first stipule or leaf and tendril that unfurls, and then subsequent nodes are counted once those clam leaves actually open up and unfurl. So only those true nodes are counted when staging for herbicide timing, and if you're unsure, just err on the side of caution, because most of our herbicides should only be applied up and including to the sixth true node stage to avoid that injury. And generally, just base the staging off of the majority of plants in the field. So those are some quick pea staging tips.
Any tips for scouting for early season pests?
Definitely. Early season pests I want to highlight this year include root rots, cutworms, and pea leaf weevils. So root rot symptoms include patchy emergence, wilted, chlorotic, or dead portions of plants, and generally brown, discolored roots. So these root rots are more common in saturated soil conditions like we have this year. And you can send plant samples to Manitoba Agriculture's Crop Diagnostic Lab for disease ID. This is a free service offered to farmers and agronomists. And an accurate disease ID can definitely help inform your management decisions in the future, especially in those peas, to determine if you're dealing with a phantomyces. For cutworms, they will chew or cut cotyledons and stems, and for them, you'll dig down and sift through soil to shake loose any larvae that are there. They are easier to find in the evening when it's cool and will burrow into the soil when it's warm. For those soybeans and dry beans, the nominal threshold is one or more cutworms per meter of row or 20% of plants cut. For pea and fava beans, it's 2 to 3 cutworms per square meter for a threshold, just because peas and fabas can compensate for more cutworm damage by regrowing from their scale nodes. If these thresholds are exceeded, foliar insecticides are available, and best results will be made from applications in the evening when those cutworms are actively feeding. Pea leaf weevils is the one I really wanted to highlight today. They are a pest of peas and faba beans in western Manitoba. Notches around leaf edges are generally a sign of adult weevil feeding, and these larvae below ground are feeding on our root nodules, causing yield loss. So we scout for these from V1 to V6, looking for that leaf notching. So while economic thresholds for foliar sprays are available, seed treatments are really the more effective management tool. Just because there's a long window of weevil emergence and multiple migrations into the field in the spring, so foliar insecticide sprays don't generally control them as well as the seed treatment would. But right now, we are trying to determine the population levels and abundance to see if these seed treatments are something that are going to be an economical decision to use to manage this pest. So we do have a quick call for farmers right now. If you're growing peas or fabas this year, MPSG would like to survey your field for the presence of this new to Manitoba pest, just to determine distribution and abundance. We will follow by all biosecurity protocols, so you can sign up your field for this survey or learn more about it by contacting myself, Laura, at 204-751-0538 or at laura@manitobapulse.ca. And my contact information is available in this week's Bean Report as well as on our website for that survey.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.